and we are pleased to recognize on the other side of the seats here, the Senate Chair, Senator Hobbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of this distinguished committee. My name is Barry Hobbins, and I represent District 5 in the Maine Senate, which includes the communities of Saco, Old Orchard, Buxton, Dayton, and part of Biddeford. And I am here on behalf of the Ocean Energy Task Force, which was established by Governor Baldacci this afternoon to present the end result of a very detailed and diligent task force that worked since December of 2008 through December 31st of last year. The Ocean Energy Task Force is a very interesting group of diverse individuals, representatives of the business community, the fishing industry, government, private citizens, the environmental community, and others met and had open public meetings and provided a forum for many individuals to talk about the very important issue of thinking beyond the box and determining what other avenues there are as either additions to or replacements of the type of energy that we are used to utilizing and producing. One of the reasons the task force was established was because in 2008 crude oil prices reached $147 a barrel, and gasoline and heating oil prices reached over $4 per gallon. And I think what it did to many individuals and also to the governor's administration, it highlighted the state's long over-reliance on oil for home heating and fuel for our vehicles and on natural gas and other fossil fuels to produce electricity. It wasn't an attempt to put individuals out of business or to react in a short-term manner to the status quo of what we have in Maine with respect to energy and the reliance on fossil fuels. What it was an attempt, this task force, to basically establish for future reference, which is long-term planning, for the idea of providing an alternative in an adjunct to renewable energy, in this particular case, renewable ocean energy resources, which could be wind, it could be tidal, and it could be wave energy. And the task force worked diligently. They met 10 times starting in December of 2008 and concluded in submitting their recommendations to Governor Baldacci at the end of the year of 2009. Now, this bill is an attempt to help implement the task force and the governor's vision that we have to look beyond the box. And it is the hope that this 36-page document, which is very comprehensive, will move Maine to a situation long-term that will be able to harness our vast renewable ocean energy resources and to supplement the present use of fossil fuels and other means of energy. And so with that, that gives you somewhat of a background. I'm very, very pleased that I served on this task force. And I'm also, it was a privilege and honor to serve with the two co-chairs of the task force, Don Perkins, who is president of the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, and also with Beth Noguski, who is the director of the Office of Innovation and Assistance at the Maine Department of Environmental Protection. Having worked on this bill, but not to the extent of the other individuals, we will later on hear from Ms. Noguski, who is the director of the Office of Innovation and Assistance within the DEP, and she will do an overview of the bill itself, and there'll be other speakers from individuals who served on the task force and others who are in support of the concepts that are developed and evolved from the 10 meetings and many conference calls besides that the task force developed and the submission of information that was provided to the task force by many stakeholders. So with that, I'm going to ask that we hear from the other co-sponsors, if there are any, or legislators, and then we'll hear from those who are here in support of this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Hobbs.